Now that we are into the spring season, it's time to start thinking about all those projects we want to do outdoors. And one of the things you need to make sure of is that all those garden tools are ready to roll for the springtime season. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Consumer Horticulture Extension Specialist Aaron Style put together a quick little reminder for us about preparing those garden tools for the spring season. You want to make sure they're ready to roll when you need them. With spring right now, it's the time to clean up that garden shed, and you want to prepare those tools and supplies so you're ready for the gardening season. And so they're going to talk a little bit about cleaning and sanitizing and sharpening to prepare those tools for the spring season. First of all, they talk about cleaning and sanitizing plant containers for reuse. If you're reusing plastic, clay, and other containers, it's a great way to save money and to reduce plastic waste going into the landfills. Those plastic plant containers cannot be recycled in traditional single-stream home recycling programs, so unfortunately, programs to collect and recycle plastic plant containers are not common. So they say it's important to clean and to disinfect those old pots each time you use them. Disease-causing fungi and other organisms, including insects, can remain in old containers and can infect the new plants that are potted in them. So you want to disinfect those pots, and one way to do that is to use a stiff brush or a rag to help remove all of the loose soil particles. You want to soak the container in a solution that contains one part household bleach to 9 parts of water for a maximum of 10 minutes. And then wash those pots in some soapy water. You can use dish detergent, that works great, and then rinse them clean. Now, mineral deposits can frequently form around the upper inside rim of the pot, near the soil line. You want to remove that mineral deposit from pots using a scouring pad. Tough-to-remove deposits can be scraped away with a knife. And then smooth out any rough edges with some steel wool, and make sure, once again, you rinse that pot so it's ready to be reused. Now, also, you want to sanitize those pruners. You want to prevent the spread of some of those diseases. How do you go about doing that? Well, here's the answer. They suggest that proper cleaning and sanitation of pruners and other garden tools is important to prevent the spread of disease issues. At minimum, when removing disease-infected plant material, pruners should be disinfected between plants. So ideally, pruners should be disinfected between each cut. Always start by removing the dirt, sap, and any other debris from the pruning equipment before you start disinfecting. A 10% solution of household chlorine bleach prepared by adding 1 part bleach to 9 parts water can be used for disinfecting pruning blades. Now, that solution should be used within 2 hours of mixing, and the tool should be soaked for at least 10 minutes in that solution. Now, one of the easiest ways to sanitize pruning equipment is to use ethanol or isopropyl alcohol. To sanitize with alcohol, just wipe or dip that tool into the alcohol. No prolonged soaking is necessary. Now, with rubbing alcohol, which is 70% isopropyl alcohol, and ethanol, they can be readily purchased from most drug stores and other retail outlets, and they can be used directly from the container with no dilution necessary. Disinfecting with alcohol is preferred for homeowners to most other methods, quite frankly, because it's easy to use, and it's pretty easy to find in stores, and relatively inexpensive. And also, it doesn't require any prolonged soaking. So use that alcohol to your benefit there. Now, cleaning and preparing the garden tools is obviously an important step. Proper care of garden tools and equipment helps to prolong their life. It prevents costly repairs and also improves their performance. So you want to remove any caked-on soil from shovels, spades, hoes, and rakes. Use a wire brush or a stiff putty knife. Wash those tools with a strong stream of water, and then make sure you dry them. And wipe the metal surfaces with an oily rag, or you can spray it with WD-40. That helps to prevent corrosion. Sand any rough wooden handles, and make sure you wipe with linseed oil to prevent drying and cracking. Now, over time, cultivation tools like hoes and shovels and spades, they tend to get nicked and damaged by stones and soil. So sharpening the blades of cultivation tools makes them easier and safer to use. So to sharpen cultivation tools, you want to start by securing the tool by the handle in a bench vise with the front side facing up. and then using a metal file, holding a pair of pruners, sharpen the edge by pushing the file away from you across the blade. You can hold the file at the same angle during the entire process, using the existing beveled angle at the tool's edge as a guide. Now work slowly and evenly so that a shine appears about 1/4 inch back from the blade's edge along the entire edge. And then turn that tool over, remove any burrs from the underside of the blade edge by lightly pushing the metal file away from you with the same smooth and even motion as you did before. Now, depending on the amount of use, most cultivation tools only need to be sharpened about once a year. So this process is important to be done early in the new season. Now, preparing your lawnmower for spring, well, that's one of those things we need to look at as well. Spring is, of course, the best time to service the engine and to sharpen the blades. You want to ensure that your mower runs smoothly and cleanly cuts the lawn. If your lawn hasn't been looking all that terrific, maybe it's because the blade hasn't been sharpened in a while, and instead of crisply cutting that grass, it's kind of stripping the tops. So you want to start first by checking the oil in the mower. Some mowers benefit from changing the oil once a year. Others only require the oil to be topped off in the spring. So you want to check that owner's manual and make sure you follow those instructions to check or change the oil. Check all the filters, including the air filter, the oil, and fuel filters, and you want to clean or replace them as needed. Ideally, the fuel tank was drained or run dry in the fall, but if it wasn't, it's important to remove the old fuel and replace it with new fuel before you start up the mower for the first time in the spring. You also want to check and replace the spark plug every 1 to 3 years. A fresh spark plug will allow the engine to run better, and of course it'll start up a little easier for you as well. So you want to take the opportunity also to sharpen the blades and clean the mower deck while the fuel tank is empty. Dull mower blades make the engine work harder, and it tends to tear or rip the grass blades rather than cleanly slicing them. That ragged edge of a grass leaf that's cut with a dull mower blade will turn brown and allow some disease pathogens to infect the leaf more easily. So to remove the blade, make sure you wear heavy leather gloves and disconnect the spark plug or remove the battery on an electric mower and jam in a short 2x4 to keep the blade from turning. Loosen up the bolt at the center of the blade using a socket wrench. It may take some leverage, though, to get it loose. Once it's removed, you can sharpen the blades yourself, or you can take them to a hardware store or an outdoor equipment retailer for sharpening. Now, while that blade is out, that's also the perfect time to clean that mower deck. You want to use a strong stream of water and a putty knife to remove built-up debris from the underside of the deck, and then wash or blow any leaves and grass from all the other areas of the mower. It's a good time to check out the mower head to toe and make sure it's good and clean. Obviously, it takes a little bit of time to do that work, but it's worth it in the end. You spend a lot of money on some of that outdoor equipment, especially that power equipment, the mowers and the like. It's good to keep track of them and good to keep them in good working order as well from year to year and season to season. And if you're not able to do some of this work yourself, well, we have plenty of different operations here in the area that can take care of that business for you. But it is good to get those springtime checkups done on those pieces of equipment, whether it's the handheld tools, shovels, and pruning shears and the like, or if it's those mowers and blowers that you'll be using here this spring. It's good to get those in good working shape. And remember, a lot of those garden centers and different places where they work on those places, on those pieces of equipment, they get pretty busy pretty quickly this time of the year. So you're going to want to make sure you get those appointments in here early. So if you can't do that work yourself, professionals can take care of it for you, but make sure you do take care of those pieces of equipment, and they'll take care of you.